How many of you look at the bulletin? I know Don said that he doesn't know why we have one. I never follow it anyhow. But how many of you look at the bulletin? Is there anything missing this morning that we normally do? Well, the children are missing, right? Or young people are missing. So, Wesley always said to his preachers when he would have preachers meetings way back when, the circuit riders and in England and even in our country, that always have a sermon in your hip pocket, because you never know when you'd be called upon to give one. And that's the same that I'm thinking with our youth message or children's message. If we ever get any now, and Arthur comes sometimes, our grandchildren, then we will have a traditional youth message. But since we don't have one, we took it out of the bulletin, and we took it out of the online service, too. Not that it would go away, but just to give thought about what's missing. And so, but it's always good, too, and I still would like to do something simple about that, because sometimes we get so theologically into this or that, and legalism and so forth, just to think about some simple things to share, like the cost of discipleship. You know, hey, do you ever think about you being a disciple and what it costs you? Or if you sit down and you want to build a house or something, you sit down and try to figure out what it's going to cost, and as you're building it, you check to make sure if you've got cost overruns, you're going to be able. And the same with our life. Our life in Christ, sometimes we need to think about what's it cost us to do it, because Jesus already paid the price. So technically, discipleship doesn't cost us anything except our love for God. But we have a tendency sometimes just to, I can give that up to do this or do that. Well, you know, you don't really have to even think about it, because the gift that you got is the gift of life with the promise of eternal life. And since Jesus paid the price to satisfy the consequences of sin, which is important, that's why we're a hospital for sinners, but more importantly, conquered death, what the devil held over us ever since the Garden of Eden, through his death, burial, and his resurrection, and his promise coming again, he beat that. And we don't have to think about it. Now, we're all going to go through physical death unless the Lord comes for us first. And like Enoch and I think Elijah, they were, you know, they never experienced physical death. And so unless he comes for us first, we're all going to experience it. But we don't have to worry about it, even though it's not a good thing to think about. Even Viva's Funeral Home on television with their commercials say, you know, this is where we help you prepare. Prepare for what? Prepare for eternity. So it's really a cool thing when you think about it. So.